This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. We're also brought to you by the color red today.
Yeah, apparently. I'm saying, did we both agree? Like, the unofficial official meeting of gray?
Yeah. Shout out to Adam Sandler, by the way, for the hoodie, Hustle, the movie.
Oh, dope.
I love the saying on this thing, by the way. Right?
That's dope.
You want to read it?
Obsession is going to beat you every time.
Talent. It's going to beat talent. Obsession beats talent every time.
Oh, see, I read it across.
A little bit of a motivational.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
I didn't know you. I read like Japanese. You know,
Hustle's coming out this week. Adam's movie, and it's phenomenal.
He's
Juancho Hernan Gomez is like one of the lead characters who plays in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's great. Your man Ant-Man Anthony. He's in it. He's actually. I was told.
Boban.
I was told by Ben Stiller, no name dropping, that he is really good in the movie.
It's nothing he can't do. He just ask him, he'll tell you.
Yeah, he's really good in it. So there's you'll see a lot of NBA people in it, but Adam obviously in as well. So anyways, with that in mind,
Adam,
of people making money. Yeah,
Adam and Ben Stiller, man, like they should have a category in the Oscars all to themselves. You know what I mean? As far as the type of movies they make, because I feel like they don't get enough credit for the type of entertainment in their catalog of just great movies that they've put together. Family feel good movies. They should have that.
Like for everyone, right? It's funny. I mean, I always tell, to me, Ben's movies are incredibly quotable, right? Like they're entertaining, but they stay with you. They're incredibly quotable. Their characters are memorable. He'll play a bad guy. Like he doesn't always play the good guy sometimes. Again, Globo Gym, that whole thing. Like it's just.
I have nipples, Greg.
It's just memorable stuff. So again, and Adam obviously is brilliant as well. Big Jets fan. And hopefully we have good things to say about the Jets this coming year. But yes, we're brought to you by the color red, so that's where we're at right now. But the color green is something that we're going to get into as we get into Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless, because Aaron Donald, you could say you predicted it, but there's no real surprise here.
Yeah.
He was contemplating walking away from the game.
Yeah, right.
Said, you know, that it's not about money, but it's business. So
is that
yesterday,
an oxymoron?
But yesterday, that money, not about money, but business all came together. And the Rams said, we need you back. We want you back. And they bring him back on a reworked deal that gives him a $40 million raise over the last 3 years of his existing contract. Adam Schefter is reporting. And he's the highest paid non-quarterback, over $30 million per season. I ask you, Bart, as a defensive player yourself, is he worth it?
I mean, when you look at what he did last year, your answer is yes.
Okay.
Right? And it's over the body of work, right? It's not just the fact that you talk about what he did in the postseason. It's what he's done over his career. I mean, 8 years, 7-time All-Pro, that's unheard of. That's never been done. Arguably.
Well, he and Lawrence Taylor are now in exclusive company.
Right, rarefied air.
And
we understand with the way that he takes care of himself on the field, off the field, he doesn't have some of the issues that Lawrence Taylor had. His height should be the height, should be longer. He should have more longevity at a high level. I mean, come on, like T.J. Watt, $28 million, Tyreek Hill. Like, of course Aaron Donald is better. If you had to start your team, you had to pick which one you wanted to pick. You would pick Aaron Donald every time, at least 9 out of 10 guys.
Out of those four guys that we just showed on ESPN Plus with the highest annual average, not a quarterback. And it was Devontae, it was T.J. Watt,
Tyreek Hill,
and then Aaron Donald now at the top. Out of those four, if you were going to start your team, which four would you take?
Well, that's the question of the day.
Well, there's just one of them. Like, if those four highest paid non-quarterback players, out of those four, who would you take first if you had a draft of non-quarterback players? We show it again on ESPN Plus. We should get a copy of this, and we'll put it on our social media. But clearly.
T.J. Watt's on the heels, though.
Oh, no. I mean, T.J. Watt, you would argue. But I mean,
he's
Aaron Donald's
first
pick of the draft out of those four clearly would be Aaron Donald. If you're choosing sides, I got four teams. You're choosing sides. I got the number one pick. Aaron Donald's my guy.
And you have to ask yourself, when you ask yourself those considerations, every one of those players, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, T.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, is what Tannenbaum calls a force multiplier.
Yep.
All of a sudden, guys start having career years because they play opposite them, and so that they get favorable matchups.
Yep.
And what makes him so unique is he's probably the best disruptor interiorly, right? We're comparing a tackle to an outside pass rusher where he usually only has to beat one person or slide protection. Aaron Donald sometimes has four people on him, three people on him, and he still affects the game. He closed the show out. Who made the defining play to be able to win the Super Bowl? It was Aaron Donald. Like, Joe Burrow was right there to win it. Who closed the door on Tom Brady? It was Aaron Donald. So you talk about just how he goes about his business, about his work, and if you're still in his window, there's no way that they could not have made him happy if they were trying to win a Super Bowl and run it back and go back-to-back, which is hard to do.
Anyways, with that, we get into Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless because Dan Orlovsky said this now, that Aaron Donald is officially back in the fold.
I think, simply put, this means and solidifies that the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC, and they are right on par with the team to beat in the NFL when it comes to them and the Buffalo Bills. They had no shot of getting back to and winning the Super Bowl without Aaron Donald. I think they are now, because of this, the favorite.
Okay, so there's our question of the day. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are the Rams your favorite now to win the Super Bowl? So it would be back-to-back, but are they your favorite now, knowing that Aaron Donald's in the fold? That pretty much, not all, but pretty much running back. No Von Miller, obviously. Whitworth, obviously, he retired. But still, are they your favorite to run it back? Bart just said Captain Obvious, which means you agree.
Well, no, I'm saying that they had, now they had to have him, they had no shot. I mean, it is hard to have the maturity to handle success. Now, they bring in Allen Robinson to replace Odell Beckham.
Yep.
And what that does is that brings him a player that's not going to get a ring during a ring ceremony. It brings a player that has aspirations of trying to get a crowning, defining moment on his roster. But last year, that line was porous. And a lot of times, you know, Matthew Stafford was under a lot of duress. And they don't have, remember what they, you know, Sneed said, F them picks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, F them picks didn't allow you to be able to get a good left tackle. Now, they decided to upgrade the interior of that defense with Bobby Wagner. But now, not having Von Miller there, who was able to unlock Aaron Donald by telling him, hey, you got to be more vocal, but also turned it on and was able to provide that necessary pressure where you couldn't really triple or double Aaron Donald, because if you put him on the same side, then that means you're going to get one-on-one to a guy that's a first ballot Hall of Famer at defensive end, former Super Bowl MVP as well. So now without that, like, you're trying to win with enough good players, but, man, you are razor thin. And your trial for error, any type of injuries that you sustain, you don't have the depth to be able to have guys to fill in. The drop-off from your starters to your backups is tremendous. So you mean to tell me that we're expecting this team to stay healthy throughout that long period of time with the extended game, and we saw the injuries that, you know, they sustained last year, getting Cam Akers back all at the right time. They were just able to – had to make a big move for Robert Woods. Now this takes so much of your salary cap because, yeah, I know it's an extension, so even though it's $31 million, it's prorated, so it's probably more like a – you know, it's a three-year extension, so it's really probably more like a two-year deal. You know what I mean? Where he plays at a high level, but it gives him flexibility.
It allows him to retire, I believe, in 24. I think, that, like you said, two-year deal.
Right.
Essentially, it's what it would be as a two-year
deal. Yeah, two-year deal, but it's prorated for 4 years because he still has a year on his deal.
Right.
So it's really 4 years. So
yeah, he'd get the money even if he retired.
Yeah, so
right.
But the thing is, like, now, who's your pass rushers? Right? You had an elite pass rusher, and if you can't get, you know, pressure from the outside. So it's a game and a balancing act that players continuously do. Right, because also not only did they extend him, they extended Matthew Stafford. So, like, they're so top heavy, and you talk about
guys, they still have Leonard Floyd too. Don't forget it on the defensive side.
He's decent, but it was the fact that they had
all right, you're breaking down the team, and again, I know Joe Noteboom, who they re-signed for $40 million, so they feel like he's going to fill in for Whitworth. You're never going to replace a Whitworth,
right,
but they feel pretty confident in him on the offensive line, but. Answer the question. Are they your favorite as a Super Bowl champ this year?
They're not better than Tampa.
They're not better than Tampa. Okay. That's it.
Tampa has reloaded, and because their quarterback takes less, they're able to get more pieces. That's always the key, right? You got Aaron Donald taking top of the market money, which he deserves, right? Because he's the best football player maybe in the league. Now you got Matthew Stafford, top dollar.
Right, but they have their roster set, though. Like you're going through this. They know what their team's going to look like this year. No, that's it. You said, Tampa can still add.
There's no trial for error for them. When you think about, you know what I mean, Tampa has everybody.
There's no room for error.
No room for error. Like, you look at what they were able to add. Now, like, we still out there, and we still expect that Gronk is going to come back.
Even if he doesn't, though, you still have two very good tight ends.
They're so deep, man. They lost O.J. Howard, right? So
right.
He's going. So they
just
got Cameron Brate. But, you know, they're loaded, right? You know, they were able to bring in Russell Gage, who I think people really don't know how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Atlanta to come in and kind of replace some of the productivity that Antonio Brown had. And then the only question you have is, can Todd Bowles lead this team with the shadow? But this team should be hungry, right? Because they lost.
You kind of feel like Todd Bowles will take care of the defense and Tom Brady will take care of the offense, right? Don't you feel like that? Like, you kind of feel that's where it's going to go. I mean, there's no reason to think that
Byron Leftwich is still there.
Exactly. Another guy that he'll probably feel a little more elevated now without having Bruce Arians looking over him, although he is still in the franchise.
I'm going Tampa. Shaq Mason.
So you've got Tampa. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What about Adam in L.A.? What do you have, Adam?
What's up, guys? Good morning. Hey, so real quick, Bart, I feel you on some of the things that you're saying. However, I do love the Joe Noteboom move. I do love the guy that we drafted from Wisconsin to fill in the offensive line. He's a beast. I do love the fact that we've beaten Tampa 3 years in a row, both regular season and playoffs. So we ain't worried about them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tampa lost all.
I think we just lost. We lost Adam, but you saw the point he was making.
Tampa reloaded.
He's
right?
Feeling pretty good about the round. I'll tell you what, though, it does set up. You know, you talk about top heavy.
Yeah.
The NFC is top heavy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we know the AFC is loaded,
the
and the NFC is top heavy. And that's one thing we certainly know about. All right, that's all Straight Talk, right by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll get your calls on this. Are the Rams now with Aaron Donald officially in the fold? Are they the team to beat? Dan Olasky says yes. Bart Scott says no. He says it's Tampa. What do you think? We'll get to your calls in a moment. Also, the NBA Finals. We still have another day to wait, Bart. They resume tomorrow as the series now shifts to Boston.
Go! Oh, my bad. I thought Colorado just scored another goal. I thought he just scored again.
We'll get to that too. Talk about a juggernaut, because you do have the hockey tonight, the Rangers and the Lightning. But just getting back to the NBA here real quick. How do the Celtics handle Draymond Green? I asked you about this yesterday. We discussed it a little bit because you can relate to Draymond and what he does and why he's good at what he does. But this conversation is going to go a little bit deeper, and we'll do that after Bart tells us more about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availabilities, coverage, and speeds may vary.
You either have to completely ignore Green, his antics, and his disruption, or we're going to confront him every single time he runs his mouth.
Nobody's paying to watch this stuff to see guys get thrown out of the game and you not see the game you want to watch.
You do have to be diligent.
No,
or
you don't.
Somewhat, man,
no,
look.
You don't.
Okay.
No, you don't.
So
you got to be who he is, Jay.
Part there at the end, what Keith said, he's got to be who he is. All right, it's Bart and Han. That's who we are. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. Gotta wait one more day as the series shifts to Boston. You can get all the coverage right here on ESPN Radio beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, Bart, we discussed this a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
It's really become a thing. In fact, do you remember what happened to Chris Paul in Game 4 against Dallas? Remember I said it looked like the league was trying to send a message?
Yeah.
He fouled out. He was in foul trouble the whole game. All his histrionics, his antics, his flopping, all that.
His nutcracker.
That too. And I felt like they were sending a message, and that whole series changed.
Yeah.
I was thinking, we got 2 days of just talking about Draymond Green.
Yeah.
And should he have been thrown out? Should he have gotten that second tech? That whole altercation with Jaylen Brown when Jaylen said this happened.
I'm just trying to play basketball, and I feel like that was an illegal play. I feel like they could have called it, but they let it go in terms of a technical on either way. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do there. Like some guy, he got their legs on the top of your head, and then he tried to pull my pants down. I don't know what that was about, but you know that's what Draymond Green does. He'll do whatever it takes to win.
He tried to yes! pull my pants down, and I don't know what that was all about. Did you ever try to pull an opponent's pants down?
That is a compliment.
That was a compliment?
Like, he's trying to do whatever he can to win.
Yeah.
Yes! Yeah!
Okay, so with that in mind, listen to Draymond Green now on his podcast talking about, and it's very similar to what you were saying yesterday, talking about why he knows what he's doing, just like you said. He knows how far he can take it. And if he doesn't do that, he shouldn't even be in the game anyway.
Nobody's paying to watch this stuff to see guys get thrown out of the game and you not see the game you want to watch. Like, and so I understand and agree. Like, yes, if there is something egregious, I'm going to get thrown out. As we know, nobody's sparing me. I never goes into it or after my first tech, like, oh, man, I got to tread carefully or walk lightly just to stay in the game. Like, because if I'm going to tread carefully and walk lightly, then I may as well get thrown out anyway. Because that's not going to help my team win. So I have to be me.
Also,
damn straight.
All right, so you completely agree with
damn
all
straight.
Of that because that's you certainly know what that's about.
He doesn't have the skill to say, okay, I'm about to go deadly, and then I'm about to blaze threes, and I'm about to cross over. I'm about to take your lunch. No,
that's not
my game.
Right.
My job is to facilitate and make the game easier for everybody else around. Everybody's pissed off at me. You guys are free. You guys have nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, he bring that stuff over here. I got something for him. Everybody got to check their ego and their pride, right? And it's one of those things where you want to retaliate, but do you retaliate and think about trying to retaliate when you catch him in a vulnerable position, taking you out of your game as far as trying to win the game? So now he got you off your rocker. Steph, Clay, Pooh, they sitting up there Kuta Matata because you're trying to get me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, gotcha.
It happened to me all the time. Oh, yeah, we ain't going for that today, Bart. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see when I choke you, when I get down there and I get up and I put my elbow in your kidney as I get up. Like, ref. Like, yeah, my bad. Or when I get down there, like, yeah, you a bum.
And
or when I tell your fullback, when I tell your tailback, yo, your fullback a bum. You a bum. And you're doing all that stuff. Now he want to fight me and he forget that he's supposed to be not blocking me. He's supposed to be going out doing the damn route.
Right. Okay. With all, I love this because I'm with you and I know that's who you are. But with that in mind, I want you to listen to what Jeff Van Gundy said on Zach Lowe's podcast, The Low Post. And Jeff, as a coach, mm-hmm. put out two ways you can go about it if you're the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. And what I want is everybody listening to listen to what Jeff says and then decide which game plan you think is the right one to execute.
You either have to come to the idea as a group that we're going to completely ignore Green, his antics and his disruptions, or we're going to confront him every single time he runs his mouth. And so I would try to get the earliest double T of all time. Could be at the jump ball. I would start Grant Williams maybe and have him just walk right over there and just start jawing, right? And then every time Green's running his mouth, turn and confront him.
Which is the way to go? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, which way do you go?
You have to stay within character who you are. Because if it's not who you are, then you don't know the nuance of how to do it before it's not a double tech, it's a single tech. Right? So, like, you don't understand. So, starting Grant Williams, is that your best starting lineup? So, now you're trying to hope that you can agitate Draymond Green, who's the habitual line stepper, who's an agitator himself, and now you're not getting the productivity from the scoring and the offense and the defense that you need.
Right.
Because now Grant Williams, as Draymond's isolating, now Grant Williams is on Steph Curry.
Right.
He gets in early foul trouble. So now they're shooting in a double bonus or they're shooting from the line early with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. So you got to know, like the only person that got the savvy to be able to do that is Marcus Smart because he's the same person. So he understands the Jedi mind tricks. You can't outfox a fox. I'm the fox. You a jackal.
So
it may be both vicious, but it ain't built the same.
So are you saying then turn the other cheek?
You got to.
Because you play in Boston. That's a different arena.
It don't
matter. That's a different place.
You don't know how to.
You know they're going to get under his. They're going to try to get under Draymond's skin. They're going to be all over him. And I think he'll thrive in that.
Beat, yeah, that's beat. I love that. Because now I know I got all y'all spooked. And then when we win, oh, I'm going to act the ass. Oh, I'm going to act the ass. Oh, you can say whatever you want. I'm going to talk about everybody, your mama. Man, it bet not. It might be a Warriors fan there. I'm going up to them, and I'm be talking to you. Like, I'm sitting there, yeah, these bums, look, Lucky Charm, fake micro mini pimp thought they can get to me, son. We Golden State. But meanwhile, I'm really talking crap to you. Man, these ugly-ass fans, man. Look at this dude. Dude come out here all slithered up. Think this the time. I didn't even understand what the hell they were saying. That Deke accent. I don't speak foolery. You feel me, son? You feel me? Golden State.
I see what you're doing. See what you're doing.
But I'm talking crap to all of them. Look at all these ugly-ass women. Oh, my God.
Now you're Charles Barkley.
They don't get no vitamin D out here. Maybe it's the sunlight. They look transparent. They so damn white. I thought it was powder, ghost, alopecia. Oh, my God.
You are going.
They out here with the Lord of the Rings women out here thinking that's going to bother me.
Perfect. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
From the same spot, too.
You guys are Michigan guys. You understand. Now we ask the people. You see where Bart's coming from. We ask the people. So which one of Jeff's strategies are you employing if you are on the Celtics or if you are the coach of the Celtics? Which way is the best way to handle Draymond Green? Keep in mind, too, like Bart did say this, I wonder if the officials, after 2 days of nonstop talk about this, are saying to themselves, yeah, we're not going to let him get away with that like he did in game two. So we'll get to your calls on this. And also, who are your title favorites now that the Rams have Aaron Donald back in the fold? Is it the Rams or is it someone else? We got a lot to talk to you about. We'll do all that coming up next. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on the ESPN app.
Bart is absolutely brilliant and on point.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
This organization drafted me here 8 years ago to have opportunity to help bring this here.
AD99 showing up in Super Bowl 56.
Big time players make big time plays in big time games.
Aaron Donald got there, the greatest of all time on defense, does it in the biggest moment of Super Bowl 56.
Finally, mission complete.
Spartan Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. We've got calls on Draymond. We got calls on, is Aaron Donald now in the fold with the Rams? Does that make the Rams the team to beat for the Super Bowl? That's what Dan Orlovsky says. Bart says no. He says Tampa. What say you? Which way do you want to go with this? You want to go football? You want to go Draymond?
Hold your eye and just push. We don't even know.
I can't because this Bart and
Han. This Bart and Han, what the hell are you calling for?
That's it? All right, we'll do it like that. All right, well, it's Bart and Han, what the hell are you calling for? Glenn in Jersey?
Glenn, what the hell you calling for?
Glenn in Jersey.
Man, now we got to have a gender reveal. Now we got to know. Now we got to call him. We scared the hell out of Glenn. We'll come back to you.
All right, we'll come back to Glenn because I don't want to hang up on him. We'll put him on hold. All right, Ruben in Virginia, what the hell you calling for?
Hey, Bart, you're a habitual line stepper,
yes.
But you got this one right. The Bucks are going to be the team to beat. Look at, when's the last time Aaron Rodgers went to a mini camp? Come on, bro. The Bucks are the team to beat. He trying to get up on top so he can work out a receiver. And nobody's praying at the Saints anymore. Aaron Donald's a good team. I mean, they're on a good team. You're not going to take that from them. But the Bucks are ready to move. We're going to show you again this year what Tom Brady does, the GOAT. And then we're just going to go from there.
They plug every hole that they had.
He made a great point, though. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is at mini camp. Yeah. When was the last time he was at mini? I know it's mandatory, but when was the last? Last year, he certainly wasn't.
Because he was with Tom. Tom's like, yeah, he's like, man, I got it, man. He already said Tom has done it better than all of us. He's already conceded that Tom is the greatest winner and that he can't keep up with Tom. Like, Tom is winning the age battle. He's like, man, how do you still get up for it?
Because he's got a new underwear brand. Did you see the pictures that Giselle put out on social media?
Are they called Snuggies?
Of TB wearing his undies?
Nah, man.
But I swear to God, he's Benjamin Button. 100%. Like he's 45, right? 45?
Yeah, but if you see him in his face, you know what I mean?
No. He's standing there, and it's like you look at him going, what are you? Like, he looks like he's in his 20s. Physically looks like he's in his 20s.
Who's Benjamin Button? Lenny Kravitz. You seen that man? Not that holder. This dude, ab game. Like, holder, what the hell?
Well,
he's
nothing
but coconut water.
I'm not
water.
Even talking about abs, because his old men, I mean, I have abs. It's not that. It's
How old do you think Lenny Kravitz is?
His skin looks amazing. Like, what the hell?
Lenny Kravitz.
He looked worse than his 20s.
Yes. I hope right now that on Plus, that they can pull up that picture of Lenny Kravitz when he tell you to come to Jamaica where he got them jeans on.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I'm
he's doing those commercials.
It used to be Prince. Like, can't look Prince in the eyes, can't look Lenny Kravitz in the eyes. Man, it's beautiful.
Prince's birthday today.
What?
Yeah.
What the synergy, man. So Shout out to Prince.
We need some raspberry beret today. There's no doubt about that. Scott's in New York. What the hell are you calling us about, Scott?
Hey, what's up, man? What the Draymond thing? First and foremost, he should just shut up because, like, what's going to happen is that, listen, if he doesn't get the call, the refs are going to go at the team itself and put everybody else in foul trouble. Secondly, I agree with what you said, Bart, in the sense you got to be built for that if you're going to come at him. But I also agree with Van Gundy. The fact is I would have somebody go at him and bait him to see where it goes. So it's on both sides, you know what I'm saying? But I would bait him. But like I said, I would, like Bart said, too, you got to have somebody that's built for that to be able to do it. That's all.
Yeah, how you gonna bait him if you don't know how to bait? Like you throwing
Bart, you're a master
baiter. He's not taking it. Yeah,
right. You're a master at it.
You see, like, and you got to be comfortable in going personal in your assault.
Then
you can't phrasing. You can't say it too loud where the ref knows what you said at agitating. Because if you say some of the things that you can't say,
you want to whisper it to him.
Yeah, you Lance Stevenson right in his ear.
You go Lance Stevenson. I love it.
Like, man, you a bum.
You
like,
completely missed.
But then he's gonna say, "I missed it."
You missed what I said.
Say it again.
You said you have to bait him. I said you're a master at that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're a master.
Baiter?
Mm-hmm. To Bell in Jersey. What the hell are you calling us about?
Yeah, man. Definitely agree with my man Bart. Boston is not built for that. It's mentally weak. Draymond's too tough for that. I don't think he'll give in. They'll come across as inauthentic, insincere with their approach, I feel. And, yeah, it's not going to register. And then they're going to get distracted from their own game. So, I suggest they keep their mouth shut and Draymond be Draymond.
Yeah, because, listen,
him do it?
Everybody out there, Jalen Brown,
it's easier said than done.
Grant Williams, every one of them are out there to score. Draymond can dominate a game with 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't have to focus on what focus on. Yeah, he don't have to focus on what you focus on. Remember a guy named Dennis Rodman?
Yes.
A guy named Meta World Peace?
Yes.
Like, stoic. Like, you can say... It's like talking to,
well,
like...
You mentioned Lance. Lance loved doing that stuff, too. Yeah.
LeBron could do nothing but like, Patrick Beverley. Like, Patrick Beverley on Kevin Durant. It's like the ultimate. Like, this dude is like... We've seen Patrick Beverley walk through these doors. He's 6 feet. He comes a little bit above Kevin Durant's waistband. And Kevin Durant's like, man, look at this clown.
Right.
But Kevin Durant's an easy sniper. Everybody else can't handle that. So, like, now you're going to tell Jaylen Brown, like, to try and get Draymond back? They need him to be penetrating and facilitating because Jason Tatum has not had a great, effective
it's
game
amazing.
Yet.
This is such a game within the game that we're going to watch tomorrow night in Game 3 because Draymond keeps talking about it. We keep talking about it. And I wonder if the officials are also talking about it amongst themselves. So either saying, we know what he's about, don't get caught up in it.
Draymond's a politician.
We're not letting him do this. Remember Chris Paul, Game 4 at Dallas in the second round.
Yeah.
There's a reason why this Phoenix Suns didn't get out of that series, and it's not all because of Luka. And not all because of that Game 7. It's because they were in control of that series, and Chris Paul had a bad Game 3, and then the referees were tired of his antics and his flopping and all the other stuff he was doing, and they were calling everything on him in that game.
Yeah.
And it changed the series. I'm telling everyone, watch that and then watch tomorrow night.
Draymond's a politician.
Of course.
Draymond's going to go, and it's going to be a conversation and shoot around that we'll never see.
It'll be very interesting to watch, and we'll continue your calls on it. What strategy do you employ? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also coming up, as we have more mini camps that are happening around the league, the importance of one so-called disgruntled player appearing at said mini camp. What does that mean? We'll discuss. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
1999. Last time the Knicks made it to the NBA Finals.
Damn.
And every year we try to party like it's 1999, and it just, we fall short. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You got calls, we got answers, we continue. Let's see. Let's go to now. What? All right. I don't know how to say. Is it Super Rasid in Detroit?
Rasidé
or Rasidé?
Yep. There you go. Super Rasidé. What up,
Super
though, fellas? How y'all doing?
What up?
Yes.
And one third.
I'm the inner city sports. Yep. I am the inner city sports analyst, and this is the Super Perspective. Now, Bart.
Well, did you just intro like it's a segment? Is that what you did? Did you come on our show? We're guests on his show. Like, is that what you just did? Are you recording this?
That's what I did. This is the Super Perspective. This is what I do. I'm all over the nation with this from time to time. So anyway, Bart. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, bro. What's up?
So Bart, I'm going to ask you a specific question about Antonio Brown, and Tampa Bay. But first, let me get to Golden State.
Are you setting up the segment now for us? Because you got to understand, we got like 2 minutes here, man.
Super.
Here's what we're going to do. You're going to call back. You're going to turn down the radio, and then when you come on, just get to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, this ain't your little mini radio show, man. This is what we got. This is our radio show. You come on and you just, like.
You're on the super spot. Like, you got to love the Detroit hustle, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, I love that. No, look,
but
first
come on,
of
get
all.
To the, wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up, B. That's what I'm saying. I mean, damn.
You better wrap it up.
Like, he just had to set it up. Then he's like, I'm going to first. Then he teased what he was going to talk about.
Yeah, in the next segment, we're going to tease Antonio Brown. Like, bro, you got one segment.
Rasidé.
Call back.
Giving him credit that you had a plan. You tried to execute said plan. You understand that you introduce yourself.
Yeah.
That you tease something. Then you have to go to your topic. But understand something. This is our damn show, man.
Yeah, bro. Wrap it up, B. And also, you got to turn your radio down so it's not the echo. And you asked us the question twice.
Yeah. So
Rasidé, call back.
Call back. And this time when we bring you on, I'll call you Super Rasidé, and you don't have to then reintroduce yourself.
Yeah.
You can all just get to it. Then you can make your points.
So we can have some dialogue. We can volley back and forth. All right.
Now that we got that all set up, we are ready to move on in the show.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
John Lynch recently in a public appearance pretty much doubled down, saying, I would be a fool to trade this man.
He does it all. He does everything. You pay him, you keep him on the team, and you help your young quarterback progress.
The wide receiver market now, that's what it's going to take.
Berry Beret. Would you put this in the top five Prince songs? Secondhand Stone.
No, absolutely. But
top five. Like, I mean, there's my favorite, there's my a favorite, catalog
my
of
favorite,
songs.
My favorite is Could You Be. Made me think about my daughter.
The most beautiful girl in the world. Yeah, that's pretty good, too.
Don't you know?
That is pretty good, too.
Yeah, man. Maybe every time I see that.
There's some B-sides, too, that people don't really know. I mean, Money Don't Matter Tonight is one of my favorite songs. You know what the song I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
No, that's a good song. Really good, like kind of like about the times, like it, you know, yeah. Like it's really good.
His range, man. The fact that he can sing soprano and baritone at the same, like
almost at the same time,
and play every instrument.
He was an instrument, yeah. Right? You would say that, right? Okay, so Prince's birthday today.
Beautiful,
we want
man.
To celebrate. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things bundled today at Progressive.com. So Jeremy Fowler reporting that Deebo Samuel will be at Niners minicamp next week. So Fowler saying he's technically back, but the situation has remained mostly status quo about him being unhappy and wanting out. Trade requests still there. But Fowler saying he hasn't heard anything about tangible progress on the contract front, and the Niners have continued to project optimism, but clearly there's work to be done. You said something when we were during the break about that situation, which is Jimmy G has something to do with this.
Yeah, I think they're waiting to be able to trade Jimmy G to take his money off the books to open up the ability to pay him $25, $20 million plus a year. I mean, just look at what Jimmy G makes. I think his contract is like $25.
Yeah,
I mean, $25 million. I can jump on and find the specifics. But then that opens up because this is a team that even though you don't think about so many brand names, it's not a lot of them. They pay these guys a lot of money where you think about their defensive line.
Defense,
and they also need to figure out how they're going to pay Nick Bosa because the contract continues to grow up. You know,
Aaron Donald just got.
Yeah, but also Big Bosa as well, right, makes $27 million. So you're not going to give him what Aaron Donald makes. It's like you're not going to give somebody what Mahomes makes or what the top quarterback makes, but
you're
going to fall in that range.
TJ,
right? So Nick Bosa is younger than his brother Joey. Joey makes 27.
Right.
So that means he's going to have to make somewhere in the $28 million range.
Which is TJ Watt's around that, right?
Right. TJ's 28.
28.
But he just won Defense Player of the Year, so it may be slightly just a little bit different. But Pittsburgh doesn't pay people top dollar. They pay him good money, but not great money.
Okay.
You know, so that's why, like, I think they're waiting for Jimmy G. That's why we're like, man, why if Trey Lance not ready? Why would you get rid of Jimmy G?
I have
a theory.
Because
to get these guys paid to get them in because you know that Jimmy G is going to stop that.
But the theory I have is for Deebo, it goes beyond the money. For Deebo, it goes like this. So he knows they're trading Jimmy G. Now, they have to.
Yeah.
So I'm going to now lock in with a team where it's a essentially an inexperienced quarterback. We don't know what he's going to be. I mean, look, all around the league you're hearing Mac Jones showing great leadership and you know, Zach Wilson is thick, right? And Tua, look, he can throw a ball down the field. Yeah. Like we're raving, right? You're going to hear from Nick Sirianni later today about how Jalen Hurts just looks incredible. Like all these young quarterbacks, we rave about them. Have you heard a peep at all about what Trey Lance looks like?
No.
You're not hearing a thing. I wonder if part of Deebo is like, I don't know, my numbers are going to go down, like our production's going to go down. Like, I don't know if this is the place I want to be.
So I
just wonder if some of that has to do with this.
I don't think it has anything to do with that because
You think it's just straight up money?
Because I think he believes in Kyle Shanahan and being able to find ways to get productivity offensively. This was a team with Jimmy G that was able to get to two games, like to get a game twice, went to Super Bowl once with him, and then was knocking on the door last year. And you look at Trey Lance, if he's not Jimmy G, you feel like with the RPO game and the added athleticism that he adds to the game, his ability to run with the football, he can at least be Jalen Hurts. And what he wants to say, hey, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to allow y'all to utilize me that and take hits, which is going to possibly take years off my career.
Give me some guarantees.
I don't want to hear you telling me that I'm a running back or I'm an H-back, I'm a weapon or a slot receiver. I need to be paid like the top guys, even though we know from a talent standpoint, he's not a top guy. right? You wouldn't say Deebo Samuels is a top 10 receiver. And I challenge anybody out there to tell me, as a true receiver, now top 10 football player, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10 receiver, no, he's not. He's not level. A traditional like route runner. He's not Devontae Adams, Hopkins, Chase. He's not none of those guys. Cooper Kupp.
Right.
But what he is he's a guy that you can put his team on the back because he can do so many damn things.
Tim Hasselbeck talking about what I was just mentioning, but also you too, is that if you're developing a young quarterback, you need somebody with some talent.
Deebo Samuels is going to provide the most help of anyone they have on the roster, and they can afford to pay him because they're going to play a quarterback that's on his rookie contract. Quite honestly, and I've said this before, they need to play Trey Lance. As much as they gave up to get him, and the fact that he essentially has played like three games since 2019, like they need to get him out on the field to find out if he can play. And look, the wide receiver market now, when you look at Stephon Diggs at like $25 million a year, look at Tyreek Hill around $30 million a year. Like, that's what it's going to take to get Deebo Samuel under contract. But you're able to do that if Trey Lance is on his rookie contract.
That's basically why you can pay him. But it's also, exactly. I think, having a guy with that kind of talent that can help a young quarterback, essentially what is a rookie quarterback, develop. So it's something to watch. There's a lot of, again, mini camps for them open next week.
Yeah, they
but Deebo will be there. We've got 11 camps this week open, and we know that Aaron Rodgers is going to be front and center in Green Bay, which is good news for them, of course, and we'll see how he connects with a lot of those young guys. We did say that how it's important for him to be around, so he's around. All right, he's chemistry. Doing the right thing. Tom Brady, his new underwear, looking good in Tampa.
What do they call it?
That's a good question. I don't know. Unless they sponsor our show, why should we tell it?
Dingleberries.
DiPietro was going to do a brand called Twigs and Berries. You know what I mean? Is it really just called Brady Underwear?
Yeah, pretty boring.
Oh, boo.
Brady Underwear? Right. Would you buy Brady Underwear?
Yeah.
It's like...
Listen, the material... Greg,
Calvin Peter, Klein, and Bobby wear this stuff?
Calvin Klein's greatest undergarments of the history of...
If you just called it Tom Brady, would you buy it? Probably would. Stay with us. Barton Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.